You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr.
Walla walla, you're at Ramesses Wiggy Waggy Wool. That's the way they used to talk 3,000 years ago. I met two Egyptian mummies from King Pharaoh's tomb. They dug them up some time ago, but I don't know by whom. They told me all about King Tut and everything they knew. And all the things they spoke about, I'll now translate for you. The world has changed an awful lot, they want you all to know. But they still hear the jokes they told 3,000 years ago. Back in the days of Pharaoh, the girls were shy on dress. Looking at the women of today, we see they wear much less. 3,000 years ago, 3,000 years ago. Bum diddy yum bum biddy biddy bum, 3,000 years ago. Hocus pocus, blintus, lollipop, bally up, woof woof. Which means in Egyptian lingo, I'm the horse's hoof. Old King Pharaoh had 200 wives to treat him rough. Today, if you got just one wife, you got it tough enough. Every woman wore a veil to hide her face from view. We saw a lot of girls today who ought to wear them too. The ladies would salam the men or else they'd get the sack. If you salam the girls today, you bet they'll slam you back. Years ago they rode on camels and they felt like lords. They were lucky then because they didn't have to ride in force. 3,000 years ago, 3,000 years ago. Bum diddy yum bum biddy biddy bum, 3,000 years ago. Coca-Cola, cups and kibbits, a luxion soup with peas. That means it's the time of year to change your BVDs. We see the girls are always hungry when you take them out. In our days, we fed them on cigs and sauerkraut. No cafes or no cabarets, we didn't spend a cent. And all we did was walk the girls around the Orient. Cleopatra used to dance Salome for the king. But the way they dance today, her dance wouldn't mean a thing. Those Egyptians never heard of profiteering men. And I understand that they had no bananas then. 3,000 years ago, 3,000 years ago. Bum diddy om bum biddy biddy bum, 3,000 years ago.
Where the tiger, 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 where the tiger It's burning daylight, put out the lamplight, here comes a newborn day. You've got to say goodbye to all your dreaming, the night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee, the leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour, treat it like a treasure rare. Love is in power, now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
It's Radiola, and why wouldn't it be? And this week I ask you to hold that thought, whatever that may mean. I'm trying to hold many thoughts in my head at the same time, which makes it rather crowded in there sometimes. I haven't been able to use the dance floor. We began with Billy Murray. There are some people holding some thoughts. 3,000 years ago. Well, I don't remember back that far, but I remember everything else. 1923, that's, I could use an upgrade, I suppose, but I like it. What the heck? Roland Smith's Rascals, and if you don't burst out laughing when you hear that recording, I would check your pulse, would you? Just do that. Tiger Rag, hold that tiger. Yes, indeed. 1932, and our theme as always, and we're going to hear more from this guy later, but Willard Robeson and singing with the Ipana Troubadours, wake up chillin', and try to remember that dream or whatever it was you're thinking about, whatever's going through your head, in combat boots or barefoot or whatever, there it is. And this is Radiola, and if this goes through your head, I suppose there could be worse things. And I'm Andy Sr., I'm your tiger in autumn here, not roaring that much, or yawning. That guy sounded like he was yawning. And if you want this playlist, or any other playlist, please check out Radiola Blog. That's radiolablog.blogspot.com, or type Radiola into your search engine, and you will find much richness there, I guarantee it. There's a lot of good things on the site, a lot of links that you will enjoy, and plus you'll get to see this playlist and every other one. Al Lentz, for some reason I have a whole bunch of these, well, several anyway, by Al, and here he is in 1926. This is on Puritan, so it's one of those cheapo labels, but I love the record, and it sounds pretty good. Al Luntz with, yeah, hold that, not only hold that thought, hold that basket. How could Red Riding Hood have been so very good? Really, how could she?
How could Red Riding Hood have been so very good and still keep the wolf from the door? Father and mother, she had none. So where in the world did the money come from? Please let me ask it, who filled her basket? The storybooks never tell. They say that she was the maid most discreet, and there is no doubt she must have been sweet. But you know, and I know, that sweet girls must eat. How could Red Riding Hood have been so very good and still keep the wolf from the door?
Thank you.
The International Novelty Orchestra, the Cossack Love Song, which I think there are about 8 different jokes you could come up with for that, and I'm not qualified to make any of them. Introducing vodka. Well, once you introduce vodka, then it all changes. But there it is, the International Novelty Orchestra and Victor, 1926. So don't introduce vodka until you've, at least had a first date. Harry Lewis and his orchestra on Lincoln. That's Lou Gold, actually, and Jimmy Kern on the vocal, Just a Memory. So, yes, that kind of, it's not what I would call a theme. It's more like a leitmotif. And Al Lentz and his orchestra. How could Red Riding Hood have been so very good and still kept the wolf from the door? Well, maybe she didn't keep the wolf from the door. or anyone else, for that matter, as was suggested in 1926. And it shows you just how little things have changed in this world, although I think the going rate is a lot less these days. And this is Radiola, and this is a free show. So there's your going rate right there. And I'm Andy Sr., and my going rate is whatever the market will bear, which it doesn't bear very much. We proceed on Radiola. I have to apologize for the condition of this record. It is from a Pathé Actuelle splatter disc, one of those orange and black things that are so pretty to look at. Somebody must have seen the name Pathé and tried to play it with the sapphire attachment on their Brunswick, and there are a couple of rather bad passages. However, and I wasn't going to use this, but I said I have to because I played it, and I said it's not that bad, but it's you'll hear. And but it's the performance itself. I'd love to have another one of these that nobody had vandalized, but this is the best, one of the best things on the show this week, honestly. Yellow Dog Blues, 1926.
Ever since Miss Susan Johnson lost her jockey Lee, there's been excitement, there's more to be. You can hear her moaning night and morn. I wonder where my easy rider's gone. Cablegrams come of sympathy and telegrams of inquiry. Letters come from down in Van and everywhere that Uncle Sam has even got rude delivery. Old 80 phone rings, but it's not for me, no. That last good tidings fill her heart with glee. This message comes from Tennessee, dear to your easy rider. Struck this bird today on southbound Rattler, side door Pullman car. I seen him here, and he was on the hall. No joke, that smoke was broke, didn't have a jitney on him. Easy rider, gotta stay away, so he had to vamp it, but the hike ain't far. He's gone where the southern cross the yellow dome. Now the southern's a railroad, the yellow dome's the name of a train. The southern's a railroad, yellow dome's the name of a train. Down where Uncle Joe hung his head in pain.
I'd cry my eyes out for you. If tears could win your sympathy, I'd fill an ocean, it's true. Through nights of pain, I dream in vain and weep for hours like showers of rain. If tears could bring you back to me, I'd cry my eyes out for you.
Amongst the Eskimos, there's a college known as Oogawaga. Wah, 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 you should hear those college boys. Gee, they make an awful noise when they sing an Eskimo, tra-la-la. They've got a leader, a big cheerleader, oh, what a guy. He's got a frozen face just like an Eskimo pie. When he says, come on, let's go, though it's 45 below, this is what those Eskimos all holler. Why, ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream, rah, rah, rah. Tuesdays, Mondays, we all scream for Sundays, this, boom, ba, boola, boola, tasparula. If you've got chocolate, we'll take vanilla. Why, ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream, rah, rah, rah. Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream, rah, rah, rah. How we love it with whipped cream above it, this, boom, bah. It's a wow, boys, yes, and how, boys. Let's yell and make believe we're drugstore cowboys. Why, ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream, rah, rah, rah. Why, ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream, rah, rah, rah. Give me a please of the cow, what the freeze, la 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 la. Bulla bulla, raviola, I say goodbye spaghetti, a pasta bazoola. Why ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream, ra, ra, ra.
Paul Johnson. Actually, that was Jack Kaufman. On some of those, they think it's Irving, but it's not. It's Jack on both sides of that one. But that was Ice Cream, and I don't eat ice cream these days. I just can't touch it, but it's nice hearing about it. I eat spaghetti, but I don't eat ice cream. It's my own choice. 1927. No, I never get an ice cream headache. I like to give people headaches, but I don't want to get one. And by the way, Jack Kaufman is not synonymous with Walter Neff, for those of you who are guessing. So scratch that off your discography, would you? I had corroboration on that point. But Walter Neff was a real guy. He's all over the discographies, but Jack Kaufman was, He has a distinctive voice. I liken it to sort of a there's sort of a Homer Simpson quality in there, as a beloved uncle who has a couple of beers and wants to sing a song. And Irving is like another uncle who's his brother, who hasn't had a couple of beers. But there's the similarity and the difference. But neither one was Walter Neff. Tuxedo Orchestra. That's Reuben Greenberg leading the Park Lane Orchestra in 1927, Vaughn DeLeith, and I got to get more female vocals on this show, I know I do, and a rather peppy treatment of a very morose song, which is why it's on this show, obviously, If Tears Could Bring You Back to Me. Willard Robeson, and his performance is impeccable, and I love this record. I just wish I had a better one, Yellow Dog Blues, 1926. This is Radiola, and we can wish all we want, but it's not going to happen. We have to go out and do the legwork, too. And I'm Andy Senior, and my legs could work a little bit harder, I suppose. The original Memphis Five, 1925, Throwdown Blues.
Thank you.
Apologies for that one. That is the nicest copy of that thing, I think, on the planet. And I mean this planet. The Dixie Stompers as Fletcher Henderson. I'm feeling devilish, and boy, am I feeling that way this week. I'm not going to say you can see my horns, but or my tail. I'm not showing that to anyone either. But that's true, and you can't play a piano with cloven hoofs. But I've got the feeling sometimes. That's the great Henderson Band. A lot of Hawkins in there. Lovely stuff. Herb Wiedoeft and his Cinderella Roof Orchestra. Oh, Peter, you're so nice. 1924, and Wiedoeft is credited as composer on that. That was recorded by it's a nice California band. What a great band that was. And the original Memphis Five, all the usual guys in there, and those who know, it's Frank Signorelli and Phil Napoleon and Charlie Pinelli and Jimmy Lytle, Jack Roth, too, on the Throwdown Blues, 1925. I don't know. Sometimes I have to remember the personnel. Sometimes I don't. It's just how I am. We continue on Radiola, which is led by me, your... Yes, I don't know. That's not brimstone. That's just shellac. Don't worry about that. Miss Lee Morris on a lovely copy of this, too. This is the song that was confused this is the song that was written exactly like another song that was published the year before, but this was Mi Niña. The original one was published in Germany, and somehow they both caught wind of it and had a good laugh over it. That'll never happen again. Having a good laugh over it, I mean. 1925, Mi Niña.
Down where the smoke white euchre blooms, under a sea of silver stars, there
I want Sweetie and I want her bad, but I don't want one like you. Simply telling you, so don't get mad. Sweetie must be brand new. I don't mind wearing secondhand clothes or drinking liquor from a secondhand cup. But when it comes to secondhand Sweetie, Mama, that's when I give up. 'Cause I'm a hard to get candy hat papa, looking for a candy hat hard to get gal. Won't someone hear me cry? Can someone qualify? I don't want one that is taken but real love making, mama that knows his stuff. Not one that treats me rough, but one that knows how to treat me just rough enough. Eyes of blue, eyes of brown, don't mean a thing to me. If I can't discover the red hot lover, then I'll keep my liberty. 'Cause I'm hard to get, can be had, papa looking for, can be had, hard to get gal. I never ever find her, she'll never get away from me.
My heart is aching. What do you care if it's breaking? If you don't love me.
Paul Small on harmony, recording acoustically, of course, for some reason, in 1928. If you don't love me, and why not? Cliff Edwards, I'm a hard-to-get, can-be-had papa, and I only wrote half that. If I had written that whole lyric out, because the lyric was actually, the title of the song is actually longer than the song itself, so I don't know how that happened, but somehow it's like quantum physics, I suppose. Yeah, that wants a can-be-had, hard-to-get gal. Yes. And that's all, and there's not no parenthesis or anything, but I truncated the title just for my own relief. Miss Lee Morse, of course, her second session on Perfect, Mi Niña, lovely recording, 1925. This is Radiola, and we do play lovely recordings sometimes. Sometimes we just like to have fun. Sometimes we just want to hold that thought, and sometimes we hold the thought and don't tell anybody what it is, which is probably the most advisable course of action. However, my thought this week is that there's a great CD out there, which I got from Emily Asher. That's Emily Asher's Garden Party, and here's Limehouse Blues, and it's a wow. It is just amazing. And you had Emily on there on trombone, Wycliffe Gordon on sousaphone, Bria Skonberg on trumpet, Dan Levinson on clarinet, and Rob Garcia on drums. It's a Nick Russo on guitar, banjo. Yes. Oh, boy. Well, here's Limehouse Blues.
Thank you.